Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Emalahleni 25, Rustenburg 29 degrees. The EFF is calling for the establishment of an ad hoc committee to investigate the full extent of extortion in South Africa. The party's Mbuyiseni Ndlozi says this committee will be responsible for conducting public hearings, propose comprehensive policy and legislative interventions to eradicate this crime. He says South Africa is currently under siege from criminals who are now preying on vulnerable small businesses.
The extortion in South Africa has surpassed petty crimes and it has become a threat to the very human rights and dignity enshrined in our constitution. If we do not unite beyond our differences to crush extortion, then it will be business as usual. The next target will be SASSA grant recipients because these extortionists do not have any limits.
Former President Galema Motlanthe has called on Parliament to urgently pass the Whistleblower Protection Bill to protect those who expose corruption. Motlanthe was speaking at the University of Johannesburg's anti-corruption summit last night. He says corrupt activities are often reported by whistleblowers.
Safe channels, therefore, for reporting such corrupt activities ought to be created to protect the identity of whistleblowers who expose wrongdoing, often at great personal risk. Their protection through legislation, which currently does not exist, is essential for uncovering corruption and ensuring accountability. So the measure of our commitment to combat fraud and corruption would be if Parliament passes such a law forthwith.
Eskom says diesel consumption remains significantly below projected figures for the summer. It's also considerably lower than the past 2 years.
The OCGT load factor for 1st April to 5th September 2024 was 4.09% compared to last year's figure of 20.22%. The OCGT load factor for 1st September to 5th September 2024 was 0%, significantly lower than the last year's figure.
That's Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena. Now, the High Court in Johannesburg has meanwhile dismissed Eskom's urgent application to force City Power to pay the unsettled debt, which is still under dispute. In June, the High Court ordered the City of Johannesburg and City Power to pay 1 billion rand plus interest for an unpaid electricity account for the cost of bulk electricity supply services in March. City Power was subsequently granted leave to appeal that ruling. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. And Super Typhoon Yagi has made landfall in Vietnam. Thousands of trees have been uprooted. Ships and boats have also been swept out to sea. One person has died. In China, two fatalities have been recorded. The typhoon had heavy rain and packing winds exceeding 149 kilometers per hour. I'm Chanel Setema, net vir die hoofnuus te hier. Die EFF vra dat 'n komitee op die been gebring word om die volle omvang van afpersing in Suid-Afrika te ondersoek.
Bye-bye, thank you, Chanel. Tabiso Kambule, the fresh prince of radio, in for the one and only Danny Painter. Let's get straight into it. It's time for the CTM Top 40.
The CTM Top 40 baby is proudly brought to you by CTM. You deserve a beautiful home. Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM number 40.
Wat ek my lewe lang gedroom het, het ek gekry. Dit wat ek altyd voor gevra het.